Joshua chapter number 1. While they were singing, I was fighting, getting a little emotional. I was looking at these kids, and most of them I've known their entire lives. Some of them I held in my arms the day they were born. Some of them I wondered if they would ever live to be this age. I was looking at Aaron, Brother Freddie. I remember when he was little, that was the bitingest kid. Anybody remember that? Bo remembers it. Did you get bit? We'd send kids home with entire chunks missing out of their faces. He was part cannibal. I thought his daddy would literally kill him before he was five. Thought about Bo growing up. I remember him telling somebody he wanted to grow up and be like Brother Eddie. This is an honor. See these boys down here praying together. Well, that's a good way to start a new era of your life. Don't ever stop it. Amen. Joshua chapter number 1, if I've ever signed your Bible, this is the scripture verse that I use. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8, the Bible said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." Then shalt thou have. When? After you put that book in your heart and in your mind. Amen. Hey, if I could give you any advice tonight, I'd say just stay by this old book right here. It's got you this far. It's kept you out of hell. It's carrying you to heaven when you die. Just stay by it. Amen. Just stay by it. Our desire for you, and your desire, I'm sure, for yourself, is to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful at something. Ball players want to be successful at their sport. Nowadays, these kids growing up want to be successful at their video game. Or, a fisherman wants to be successful in a bass boat. And a deer hunter wants to be successful on a deer stand. But you know what? We also ought to have a desire in our heart to be successful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? To find, to know, and to do His will in our lives. Listen, I don't care. You can graduate with the highest of honors. All the education in the world does not make you successful. It does not make you successful. You can have PhDs and degrees on your wall, but that alone does not make you successful. Do you know what a degree is? It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper saying you know some things. That's all it is. That's all it is. That piece of paper by itself, it's nothing. It's just paper. Amen? Y'all all right? It's just paper. Success does not come just because of knowledge. Listen, success is not just measured in the amount of money you make. I want you, everyone, to get filthy, stinking rich and tithe. Amen? I want you to have good jobs. I want you to do all that. But brother, if you do that, you make $100,000 a year, but you miss the will of God for your life, you're not successful. You're not successful till you know what God wants you to do, who God wants you to be with. Amen? That's something you old guys ought to be praying about, you gals ought to be praying about, God, whoever you want me to spend the rest of my life. Let God pick your mate, not you. Amen? Don't ever pick your mate based on looks alone. Amen. Boys, I'd get me a girl as spiritual. Amen. I'd get me a girl that'd pray for me while I was at work every day. Amen. Ladies, I'd get me a man that was spiritual. Yes. One that would see to it that my family was raised in church. Amen. Amen. What's sad is over the years, of course, we had a school here for a long time, and I've always noticed that we seem to lose our teenagers when they graduate. We seem to lose them, Brother Todd, when they graduate. And I guess y'all all have already got your diplomas, right? With that, didn't you just kind of feel a sense of freedom? Hallelujah, I'm free. You didn't? Yeah, you felt like what? I had to get off the stage. You had to get off the stage, amen, brother, amen. Listen, the people, they graduate high school and maybe some of that parental pressure or guidance is lifted off a little bit, and they give you room to grow and to grow into a man and a young woman, and sometimes we take that sense of freedom and we go hog wild. I want to tell you, stay where you are. Boys, stay on this altar together. Girls, stay on them bus routes. I mean, boy, do what God has put in your heart to do, amen. Listen, you go out of here and marry the wrong person and wind up in a divorce, that's not successful.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much money you got. I know people with lots of money tonight who are miserable.
Amen.
I know people with very little money who are happy.
Amen.
Amen. You know what the difference is? One has Jesus and one don't. One has the Lord in their heart and in their life, and the other doesn't. That's why Hollywood, they all the time swapping wives. Every time I go to the grocery store, so-and-so's got to look at that thing at the checkout, that newspaper. So-and-so's got a new husband. So-and-so's getting a divorce. Every one of them has got a psychic. Every one of them's got a shrink. Every one of them's got a handful of pills. You know why? They are not happy.
That's right.
That money, I'm telling you, money will not buy you happiness.
Amen.
Amen. But brother, with the Lord, there's joy, the Bible says, unspeakable and full of glory. Listen, my desire, this church's desire, your parents' desire, is that you be successful. We want that for you. We do. I want you to know success. But I'm telling you, the greatest success in the world, I may say it over and over tonight, is knowing and doing God's will in your life. There is nothing better. There is nothing more satisfying. There is nothing more gratifying. God has something for you to do. I want you to make up your mind. By His grace and by His goodness, I will do what God puts in my heart to do.
Amen.
I'm not going to preach very long tonight, but I am going to give you three thoughts. Three things that will help you realize and know success in your life. Number one, you've got to realize your purpose. Realize your purpose. Do you understand you were made for a reason? God had a job He needed done, so He made you to do it.
Amen.
Amen. There are certain tools. There's a tool in my toolbox that's only made to take a oil filter off a motor. That's all it is. That's all it was made for. But, buddy, when it's got time to change the oil, it's a blessing to have that tool that is made to do that job. And God had something that He needed to do, so He made you an individual, and He made you like you are. He gave you the personality that you have. He gave you the sense of humor that you have. He gave you the ability to speak that you have. He gave you everything you are because He had something that He wanted you to do. You need to find out your purpose. Everything on this earth was made for a reason. Except those hairless dogs. I've looked at them and tried to figure out. I cannot figure out why God made the hairless dog. I think He was playing a joke on the Mexicans. Amen. Amen. It's the only thing I know, that hairless chihuahua. Amen. I lost my whole train of thought thinking about that ugly dog. But God made it for a reason, and God made you for a reason. Hey, let me tell you something. Because of that, you know what that makes you? That makes you somebody.
Amen.
That makes you somebody. I remember the Lord told the prophet that He knew him before he was even in his mother's womb. Hey, listen, while mama was carrying you, some 18 years ago in her belly, God had a purpose and God had a plan for your life. Hey, I want you to find out what that purpose is and do it.
Amen.
Regardless of what everybody else says. Regardless of what everybody else said. Hey, what God has for you may be to preach the gospel. Somebody, your friends, somebody in your family may say, that, I'm talking to the guys now, girls. Y'all preach enough all by yourself. Somebody may say, man, don't do that. There ain't no money in that. But brother, if there's a will, that's the will of God for your life. I'm telling you, nothing else will make you happy. Find out whatever that purpose is and do it. Nike says, just do it. Just do it. Amen. Just do it. I like that slogan, just do it. We ought to adopt that for ourselves and our Christian lives and just say, bless the Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Whatever it is God asked me to do. If He asked me to go on bus visitation, I'm just going to do it. Hey, if He asked me to do this or to do that, I'm just going to do it. Find your purpose, find out what it is, and get after it. Man, I'll be honest with you, I'd give anything. And I guarantee you, every preacher, every Christian in this room would say the same thing. I'd give anything if I'd have sold out and gave God my life when I was your age.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I guarantee you. But my senior year in high school, I wished I'd have got right with God, Bo. I wished I'd have got right with God my senior year in high school and made up my mind I was going to live for God. I wished my senior year in high school I could say I led three of my friends to the Lord. Man, I couldn't say that. But you have an opportunity that I lost. Don't blow it. Make up your minds tonight. I'm going to find the purpose of God for my life, and I'm going to do it. If it hair lips the devil, I'm going to do it. Amen? Second word tonight that will help you in knowing success. Not only realizing you have a purpose, but realize you also have a potential. Your purpose, that's your road in life. That's God's path for you. Your potential is how far you get down that road. Does that make sense? I don't know what my potential is. I haven't reached it yet. You don't know what your potential is either. But here's what you do. You start out toward it and go as far down that road as you can get. Amen. Sometimes I look at my life and wonder how much further I could be if it hadn't been for this or been for that, of my own mistakes and my own failures and my own fault. Hey, I don't know how far God has me going down that road, but I want to get as far as He wants me to. Amen. Some people have a greater potential than other people. Amen. Somebody said, would you like to pastor over 1,000 people? I don't think I have that potential. I might, I don't know. I pastor about half that now, I guess. But I don't know what my potential is. But if that is my potential, sure. Amen. Some people may have a potential of maybe just teaching a Sunday school class, and that's all God ever wants you to do. You know what that is? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. If that's what God wants you to do, that's wonderful. He may want you to work a bus route till the day you die. And if that's God's will for your life, you know what that is? That's wonderful. Because there ain't nothing better than knowing God's will. Hey, but find that purpose, but then try and find out what your potential is. That's how far you get down that road. Hey, I started out at point A. I want to make it all the way to B. And by the grace of God, I will. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to reach my ultimate destination. But when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, everybody says, I can't wait till I hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I believe a lot of people are going to be disappointed. Amen. I'm going to be tickled, Brother Allen, if he just says, welcome. Hands me a broom and says, you're the janitor. Amen. I'd just be happy seeing him and knowing I'm there. Amen. I don't know about that well done, thou good and faithful servant, but I wouldn't mind having the Lord look at me and say, I gave you a purpose and you did your best to reach your potential. You ran well for a season. You ran well for those years of your life that you were there. I would love to know the Lord was pleased with what I'd done while I was here. Then I could say, well, maybe I did reach my potential. Now, you've got a teaching in society today that is wrong as anything I've ever heard. You've got teachers and college people with PhDs telling kids you can be anything you want to be. That's a lie. You can't be anything you want to be. Bo, you will never dunk a basketball. Unless you get one of them little 6-foot goals and a stepladder. Amen. You're never going to be a Michael Jordan. Amen. You cannot be anything you want to be. But I'll tell you what you can be. You can be anything God wants you to be. Amen. Amen. You can be anything God wants you to be, but you've got to submit your will to His will. Amen. Man, I see, Brother Freddie, great potential sitting right here in front of me. I see great potential. I see some young men that love God. Every one of these boys, these are some of the best boys I've ever known right here on this front row tonight. I want you to stay that way. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get off chasing something wrong. I mean, stay where you are. Stay in this altar together and stay prayed up and pray that God will show you that plan and that purpose and that you'll find that potential. Amen. Whatever it is God wants you to do, I want you to be the best one there ever was. Whatever it is. If it's teaching Sunday school, working a bus route, helping in the nursery, I don't care. Whatever the job is, I want you to make up your mind, I'm going to be the best one of them that they ever has been. People are going to leave their Sunday school classes to come hear me. Are y'all listening? Because I'm going to give God all I got. And you know what God does when you give Him all you got? He gives you all He's got. Amen. You know what's cool about that? The old Reuben Fields, the old black preacher, used to come to our church every year at White Oak and preach. He said, I takes my shovel and I shovel it in the Lord's bin. He said, then the Lord takes his shovel and he shovels it in my bin. He said, then I take my shovel and I shovel it in the Lord's bin. He said, then he takes his shovel and somebody said, whoa, wait a minute, all y'all doing is moving dirt back and forth. He said, oh, no, no. His shovel's so much bigger than mine.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you'll never go wrong giving God 100%. You'll never go wrong taking your hands off, selling out and saying, God, I want your will for my life. That doesn't mean you're surrendering to the mission field. It doesn't mean you're surrendering to the ministry or to the job of preaching or whatever. It just means you're surrendering to whatever God has for you and whatever God wants for you. You have a purpose. God put you here for a reason. Find out what that purpose is. Some of you know already. Thank God, man, you got to jump on some of these adults in here that hadn't found God's purpose for their life yet. And some of you already know it. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Some of you told me when you were little what your purpose was. You've known it most of your life. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Lydia, isn't that cool to be on that bus on Sunday and know that's God's will and you're doing something for Him and He's blessing you? I guess He really has. Is all them extra ribbons, that mean something? It doesn't. Yeah, I thought so. What's it mean? Internship. Okay. I figured it might have been valedictorian or something, you know. But God honors. There you go. What a blessing, man. God's blessing their life. God's blessing her life. One of the cleanest living young ladies that I've ever known.
Amen.
I believe she's tried to do God's will her whole life. You cannot go wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Grab all you can get. You only get to go around this thing one time. Amen. Whatever you do, do it. The Bible says, well, you might. Do it with all you got. If you're just going to be a plumber, be the best doggone plumber it's ever been. If you're going to be an HVAC, a HVAC guy, man, be the best one that's ever been. Make Brent look like an idiot. Amen. I'm serious, heart attack, man. Be the best one you can be, whatever it is. If you're going to be a nurse or a teacher, I mean, brother, you walk into that school and say, I'm going to show them what teaching's all about. Because I'm going to give this everything I got.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're going to be a nurse, be the best one that ever lived. Amen. Whatever it is that's God's will for your life, hey, find your purpose and reach for your potential. Now, that purpose is your road in life. That potential is how far you make it down that road. But lastly, and I'm done, you better have some principles. If you've got purpose and you know you've got potential, you better have some principles for your life. You know what principles are? They're the guardrails that keep you on that road. I'm going to use a word y'all don't like, but it's your rules. It's your rule. Hey, listen, you've lived 18 years, 19, however old you are, under mom and daddy's rules and under the rules of a school. Some of you fixing to be out on your own. Hey, you're going to have to come up with your own set of rules. You say, where do I get those rules? They're right here. They're right here. You just obey this old book right here, and it'll keep you on that path. You find that purpose. Hey, you start reaching for your potential. The devil's going to start sideswiping you and try to put you into the wall and wreck you and take you out. But you better have you some principles set up in your life, some guidelines, some things that you say, I will not do that.
Amen.
And I will not do that. It's against my principles.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you ought to sit down. I encourage everyone to do it. Sit down when you get home tonight and get you a piece of paper and write on that piece of paper maybe five things, some principles, some rules for your life. Some rules for your life. Listen, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take discipline. Discipline. What happened? Y'all remember Abraham and Lot? They had too much cattle, so they separated. Abraham told Lot, choose you whichever part of the country you want to live in, and I'll go the other direction. And Lot chose Sodom. Lot did good as long as he was with Uncle Abraham.
Yeah.
Lot did good. He was riding on Uncle Abraham's prayers and Uncle Abraham's spirituality.
Great.
Lot got to Sodom all by himself and the wheels fell off the wagon.
Amen, preacher.
Why? He was having to stand on his own spiritual feet. What I'm trying to say is you've been riding mom and daddy's spiritual coattails. It's time to get your own spirituality. It's time to build your own set of principles for your life and just say, bless God, the Lord doesn't want this in my life or that in my life, and I won't have it.
Amen.
Amen. Young ladies, make up your mind. Make up your mind. That you're going to pray and seek God's will, and you're not going to say yes to no man till God gives you clearance. Do you have clear direction from God that that's the man you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with? Boys, the same thing. The same thing. The number one cause of seeing people's lives fall apart is marrying the wrong person.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Now, as you see, you may not know what that purpose in your life is. What if it is the ministry? It takes a special kind of lady to be your wife. And you don't know that that's what that purpose is. What I'm saying, it'd be better to find out now which one's right.
Amen.
Than to marry and find out down the road, Amen. She ain't cut out for this.
Amen.
Better have some principles. If I leave here on Highway 61 going toward Dallas, and I put the gas pedal to the floor of that Toyota truck, and I make up my mind, I'm not touching that brake pedal till I get to Dallas. However fast this truck will go, 120, 130 mile an hour, whatever, however fast this thing will go, I am not touching that brake pedal till I get to Dallas. I doubt I'd ever make it to New Georgia. You know why? There's some principles on that road. They're posted for us to see. They're called speed limit signs, yield signs, and stop signs. They're not there to keep me from having fun. They're there to get me where I'm going in one piece. That manufacturer put that brake pedal right there beside that gas pedal. Why? So I can stop when I need to stop. So I can decelerate when I need to decelerate. Amen. You better have some principles for your life or you will crash and you will burn. I tell you, one of the greatest honors in the world is to be your preacher. I can't wait till someday you young men walk down this aisle and you stand here and watch while your little bride comes down that aisle. That's one of my favorite things as a pastor to do, is to stand here with that groom when he gets to see his bride in her dress for the first time. I'm going to count it an honor to do that. I'm going to count it an honor to see you ladies come down that aisle with the man that God put in your life. I'm going to count it an honor to come to the hospital when you call and say, Brother Eddie, the baby's here. I look forward to watching you. See what you become. See what God does in your life. Success. Success. Nobody was ever successful by accident. Nobody. Nobody is ever successful by accident. I stand behind. I got to be careful how I say this. We got too many visitors. I stand behind people in the convenience store all the time. They think success comes in a ticket.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Boy, it got quiet on me there. Yeah, one in a million. Success happens on purpose. If you're going to be successful and you're going to live for your life for God, you're going to have to make your mind up to. You're going to have to make your mind up tonight. What I want you to do, when I call your name, I want you to come up on the platform on your right-hand side. And I want you to go down, start right over here, and I'm going to line these seniors up in this altar. And I want to invite mamas, daddies, grandmothers, and grandparents to come get behind these young men and women and pray for them. Amen. Do you want to be successful? Do you want to know God's will for your life? It's not a difficult thing. It's not something He's hiding from you. You just want it, desire it. He'll show you.